Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon.
It's good to be with you. My body at least is here. I'm not sure about the rest of me. It's maybe still somewhere over
the Pacific Ocean.
I returned home on Monday evening. And I'm very grateful for your prayers. We had two great weeks of training in Thailand
and in Vietnam.
Friday, a week ago, was an interesting day.
在一个礼拜之前的星期五是很有意思的一天。
I've been working on my computer in my hotel room all morning and decided I needed a smoothie for lunch.
我在早上整个早上都在电脑上面工作，突然觉得我需要一个冰冻的水果汁。
I went into a shopping mall, got a smoothie, and that's when the whole building began to shake.
当我走出这个购物中心的时候，开始发生整个地震还有震动。
People were screaming and running for the exits.
大家呢都在大喊，然后在向出口逃跑。
I lost my balance and it took me a while to realize what was happening.
我失去了我重心平衡，我这一段时间才知道到底发生什么事情。
And after about a minute, the earthquake passed, and I was even able to help some other folks leave the shopping mall and calm down.
大概1分钟后，那时我还帮助一些人，他们站起来。
So thank you for your prayers that I experienced God's safety in this situation.
So谢谢大家祷告，在我经历的神给我的安全。
And also opportunities that came out of that to talk about Jesus when people ask, how can you be so calm?
同时也给我机会来说关于耶稣的故事，在这么紧急的环境，我怎么可以那么平静？
A lot going on in the family. My wife sends her greetings.
在家里有很多事情，我太太，要我带来向大家问好。
She's not feeling well today. We don't know allergies or cold, but she said to send her greetings to everyone.
她今天身体不太好，那可能有。 过敏或者说感冒，他希望让大家问安。
Last week, our youngest granddaughter, Juniper, celebrated her first birthday.
我最小的孙女上个礼拜庆祝她的4岁生日。
And just yesterday, my oldest daughter celebrated her 37th birthday.
昨天我最年长的女儿。 庆祝了他37岁的生日。
She said, Dad, pretty soon you're going to have a 40-year-old.
他说："爸爸，我很快就有个40岁的女儿。"
And I said, That's okay, sweetheart. Pretty soon you're going to have a 70-year-old.
"快有这个70岁的爸爸。"
And so, again, thank you for your prayers for us as a family and for our ministry.
感谢大家为我家庭祷告，为我的服事祷告。
Today, I'd like to begin a new series on the Gospel of Mark.
今天我要开始另外一个新的系列，是关于那个马可福音。
I've entitled this series How God Became King.
这个系列主要是关于神怎么成为王。
And I'm borrowing this title from a book by that name by New Testament scholar N.T. Wright.
就我是借了另外一本书，它的抬头。
Mark, who is also called John Mark in the Gospels, was a co-worker with the Apostle Peter.
Mark，他在圣经里叫做约翰马，他是 Peter的那个同事。
And in his gospel, he presents Peter's eyewitness testimony of Jesus.
在这个图里面，他提供了从 Peter 角度的
So in many ways, we could say that the Gospel of Mark is actually the Gospel according to Peter.
所以在某些方面来说，你可以说这个马可福音同时也是彼得福音。
In his gospel, Mark wants to introduce us to Jesus and to his kingdom.
在这个福音里面，他希望介绍这个神的王国。
And he does this in three acts.
他用三个部分来诉说这个故事。
Act 1, chapters 1 to 8, happens in Galilee.
从第一章到第八章，这个主要在加利利。
And Mark asks the question, who is Jesus?
然后他在这里面，马可问这个问题，谁是耶稣？
Act 2 in chapters 8 through 10 happens on the way from Galilee to Jerusalem.
第二段是从加利利到耶路撒冷。
And here, Mark is addressing the question, what does it mean for Jesus to be the Messiah?
这个在这里面，马可问到是什么样的这些能力让耶稣成为救世主？
Act 3, chapters 11 through 16, the end of the book, happens in Jerusalem.
第三段是从第11章、第16章，这些是在耶路撒冷发生的事情。
And it shows us how Jesus becomes king.
然后这一段他展示了耶稣怎么样成为这个我们的王。Now,
throughout his gospel, Mark also emphasizes people's reactions to Jesus.
在这马可福音里面，马可同时也诉说这些人们对这些事情的一些反应。
And in doing so, invites us to respond. Today, this afternoon, we're going to consider the presentation of and his kingdom in Mark chapter
1. 在马可福音里面,
so we have a lot of ground to cover.
所以我们有很多的这些经节需要细数说。
So fasten your seatbelts.
所以说你系上你的安全带。
Actually, that's a good thing to say for the entire Gospel of Mark.
这个就是整个马可福音。
Because Mark's Gospel is the shortest and it's very quick moving.
马可福音在四福音里面是最短，而且他所说的细节非常快。
In fact, you'll find Mark using a word immediately 9 times in chapter 1, and immediately, and immediately, and immediately. He wants us to move this quickly.
而且我在马可福音里面，他用这个马上这个字，大概用了9次，然后基本上他希望读者很快的就可以跟随他的这个福音。
But before that, let's pause and have a word of prayer.
在此之前，我们先暂停一下，我们先来祷告。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to look into your word, in particular, the Gospel of Mark.
天父啊，我感谢你给我们这个机会来了解马可福音。
Lord, we ask that you would instruct us from your word.
我们祈求你让我们得到他里面的教育。But
more than that, Lord, we pray that you would challenge us to become faithful disciples.
同时的，我们也希望神能让我们成为更有信心的门徒。That
your word would penetrate not only our minds but our hearts.
你的说里面的字会经过我们的脑袋，同时也经过我们的心。
And impact our lives.
然后在我们生活中造成影响。
So Lord, we ask for you to work in our hearts and in our minds today.
所以神啊，我希望你在我们心里，让我们能好好工作。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 In his writings, the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle highlighted three key characteristics of an effective leader.
在一个非常有名的希腊的哲学家Aristotle，他说有三项特性是一个有效的领导。
The first of these characteristics was what he called ethos.
第一个叫做ethos。
Ethos is the influence of one's identity and their character.
这个是一个人的身份与性格带来的影响力。
A leader's credibility and character is paramount.
这个是一个领导他的可信度，按他受到尊重。
The second characteristic that Aristotle talked about was logos.
第二个特性，领导我们是叫做道。
The influence of a person's words and their message.
这个是他的语言和信息呈现出来的影响力。
And a leader's authority comes through a clear and compelling message.
因为这个领导可以给一个非常明白和简单的一个信息。
A word that inspires and motivates others.
一个有效的沟通方法能够激励这些群众。
Finally, Aristotle talked about pathos amongst leaders.
最后那个亚里多德说，友情。
This speaks to the influence of one's love and care.
这个是说爱情和关怀出来的影响力。
A good leader, an effective leader, should have empathy for people and understand their needs and their fears and their aspirations.
一个好的领导应该可以去同情，有同情心，可以知道他们的群众的害怕和他们想要的。
I mention this by way of introduction because in Mark chapter 1, we find Jesus presented in a similar way.
我用这来做比较，因为在马可福音的第一章，我们看到耶稣也是这样被展示出来，来做比较的。
We're going to see his ethos, his identity and character.
我们可以从那个德方面来看到他的一个身份。
We're going to see his logos, his teaching and authority.
我可以看到他的道，然后他的权柄和他的言语。
And we're going to see his pathos, his heart, and compassion for others.
所以从情，我可以从情的角度，从心的角度来知道他对这些人的影响。
Let's begin in verses 1 to 11 by looking at Jesus' identity, his ethos.
我们从第一章到十章来看，看耶稣的身份。
Again, Mark is addressing the question, who is Jesus?
Mark现在他想要大家了解是谁是耶稣。
And the very first verse of his gospel answers that question with two remarkable claims.
他在刚开始就很清楚的。 标示出了两个很重要的要求。
The first thing he says is that Jesus is the Christ.
他第一说耶稣就是。That's
the Greek translation for the word Messiah.
这个字，这基督是希腊文里面的以赛亚。
Brothers and sisters, Christ is not Jesus' surname.
所以，基督不是耶稣的姓。
Christ is a title. What Mark is saying is that Jesus is the Messiah, the King.
所以他这个并不是个姓，他是一个他这个尊称。他说他这个就是，
But then he goes on to say this in verse 1.
他跟着说这个在第一章跟着说这个。
Not only is he the long-awaited Messiah, he's the Son of the living God.
他不但是我们大家久等的这个救世主，他还是神的儿子。
Who takes on flesh, comes to earth to dwell among us and establish his kingdom.
他道成肉身，来在地上，设立他的王。
Now, for the Jews and in the Old Testament, these kinds of claims required the testimony of two witnesses.
在犹太人的历史，需要2个见证人。
And that's what we find in the following verses.
这是我们在之后的章节上找到的。
First, in verses 2 to 8, we have the testimony of John the Baptist.
从第二到第八章，他谈到关于施洗约的事。
In fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies of Elijah and Isaiah and Malachi.
关于圣经里面旧约的实现，预言的实现。
John comes as a forerunner to the Messiah to prepare the way and to point to Jesus as king.
所以，施洗约翰是一个先驱，他来这边指导大家，专注在要来的救世主。
John says, I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰说我们用水来跟你受洗，但是救世主会用圣灵来跟你受洗。
The second testimony comes from God the Father.
第二个见证是从神自己，神天父。
As Jesus, after his baptism, comes out of the water,
从经过施洗礼之后，他从水里上来。
the heavens are open, the Spirit descends as a dove upon Jesus, and the Father speaks.
说这个天上打开了，然后说有一个圣灵像白鸽一样降在他身上，
And he says, This is my son.
然后神说这是我的儿子。
In other words, this is the one whom I have sent.
这个是我，这是我，我叫让他到世上。
But not only does he say, This is my son, he says, This is my beloved son, the one whom I love.
他不但说这是我儿子，这是我最爱的。
And then he goes on to say, In him I am well pleased.
在我爱子里面，我是高兴。
In other words, he's saying about Jesus and to Jesus, you are precious to me. I'm proud of you.
他同时跟耶稣说：“你说你对我是珍贵的，我为你而骄傲。
And notice, brothers and sisters, the Father is saying this about Jesus and to Jesus at the beginning of his public ministry. He hasn't done anything yet, and the Father is saying, Well done.
”我们大家注意，他是在耶稣还没有开始真正传道之前，就这样说。你说你做得很好。
By the way, brothers and sisters, parents and grandparents, these are three things every child needs to hear from their parents, from their fathers, if possible.
如果是这当中在做有祖父呃有父亲或者祖父的，这些是小孩子最想从父亲那边听到的话。
You're my child, you're my son, you're my daughter.
说你是我的儿子，你是我的女儿。
I love you.
我爱你。
There were some generations where, for whatever reason, parents felt they shouldn't say that to their children. Children need to hear them.
有些其他的这个其他的传代里面，他会说这种话，但是这在小所有小朋友应该听到这些话。
And then to tell our children, You're precious to me. I'm proud.
要告诉我们的孩子，他们是很珍贵的，我们为你而骄傲。
And so we have modeled by God the Father ways that we can also speak into the lives of our own children.
因为我们把神当做模范，然后这样可以带到我们生活里面去实现。
But let me get back to the point here in the text.
然后我们现在回到圣经的这个。
Jesus claims to be Messiah, and the Son of God are affirmed both by John the Baptist and by God the Father himself.
耶稣说他是救世主，他是神的儿子，这个是依照那个使徒约翰之前的，
This is Jesus' ethos. This is his identity.
这个是他的身份，
He's the King and the Son of God.
他是王，他是神的儿子。
Second, as we move on in the text,
第二点，我们继续。
verses 12 all the way down through 28,
从第1到28节，
we see Jesus' message, his logos.
我们同时看到耶稣开始来做他的道。
Again, logos has to do with the authority of one's teaching and message.
耶稣说这个是关于一个他的权柄和他的那个信息。
And Jesus demonstrates the authority of his word in three significant ways.
耶稣呈现了他的道在三个不同的点上。
First of all, he demonstrates his authority over temptation. Verses 12 to 13.
第一个，他呈现他的权柄在这试探之上。
Now, Mark doesn't give the details that we find in, for example, Matthew's Gospel and Luke's Gospel.
马克福音没有提到很多在这个路克福音和其他福音的一些例子。
But we know that Jesus overcomes the temptations of Satan, how? By quoting scripture.
但是我们知道，耶稣克服了魔鬼给他的试探，他用经文来克服他。
Response to Satan's temptations, Jesus speaks words from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 8 and shows the authority of his word.
我们知道耶稣用民数记的6章到8章来诉说他的权柄，来搅和魔鬼。
And Luke tells us something interesting about this temptation.
在路加福音里面有提到一些细节。
He tells us that Jesus goes into the wilderness to be tempted in the fullness of the Spirit, full of the Holy Spirit, and he comes out of that time in the power of the Spirit.
他说神耶稣在进入这个试探期的时候是充满圣灵，他出来，他在他从这个试探期出来之后，他是充满这个圣灵的力量。
Secondly, we see Jesus' authority in his preaching.
同时，我们看到耶稣在他的传道里的权柄。
After John the Baptist was arrested, we read in verse 14, Jesus comes into Galilee preaching the gospel of God.
不是我们看到当耶稣来到加利利的时候，他已经开始传神的福音了。
What's Jesus' message?
那耶稣他信息要传道信息什么呢？
What was the gospel, the good news of God that he was proclaiming?
他到底在说怎么样的福音呢？
The answer is in verse 15, our memory verse.
他的这个答案就在我们刚刚的那个背诵的那个几句里面。
He's announcing that the time has come, the kingdom of God. Has arrived.
他公布了这时间已经到了，然后神的王国也已经到了。
Now it's important, brothers and sisters, that we understand what's meant by this expression, the kingdom of God.
兄弟姐妹们，很重要，我们要提一下什么叫做神的王。
It's found 14 times in Mark's Gospel. and is a an important theme.
在马可福音里面被提了十四次啊，十四次是个很重要的主题。
So what is the kingdom of God?
那是什么叫做神的道？
Well, let's first consider what it is not.
我们先想想看，什么是不是神？
In scripture, the kingdom of God is not a euphemism for heaven.
在经文里面，神的王国并不是等于天堂。
Secondly, it's not referring to some future era or millennial kingdom or rule.
这也不是说未来的一个遥不可及的一个组织。
Third, the kingdom of God is also not referring to a particular ethnic group or political nation state.
这个也不是一个神的王国，也不是种族或者说从一个信仰来建立的一个国家。
The expression kingdom of God is talking about the people under God's rule in God's place. Fulfilling God's purpose.
这个神的王国是一个地方，在它里面，神的这些旨意会得到完成。
Can I say that again? It's a people under God's rule,
是神的统治下，
in God's place,
在神的地方
fulfilling God's purpose.
完成神的旨意。
What do you need to have a kingdom?
你为什么需要一个王国呢？
Well, you need a king.
你需要一个国王，
The king has come, Jesus.
啊，国王已经到，就是耶稣基督。
You need a realm, right?
他说你需要一个领地，
And you need subjects.
你还需要一些这个民。
The kingdom of God is a people under God's rule in God's place, fulfilling God's
所以神的王国是是神的请求，在神的地方完成神的事情。
In short, it's the rule and reign of Jesus Christ in the hearts and lives of believers.
简单来说就是耶稣基督，相信耶稣基督人的每个信徒的生命。
So, brothers and sisters, if you want to get a look at the kingdom of God, have a look around the room. Here's that.
如果你想看神的王国，看看我们在会堂里面这些会众。
You are the kingdom of God. We are the kingdom of God, brothers and sisters who live under the rule and reign of King Jesus.
我们是神我们住在神的王国里面，我们是在神耶稣的统治之下。
How we respond to this preaching of Jesus and the kingdom?
我们怎么样来对这些在经文上面做一些跟进和反应呢？
Well, in verse 15 and then down through verse 20, Jesus says three things.
从15节到21节他在上面说了3点事情，
This is how I want you to respond.
这我希望你可以的这样反应。
Repent,
第一个就是忏悔，
believe,
相信，
and Jesus says, follow me.
然后耶稣说跟我一块走。
We've talked about repentance before.
我们谈过忏悔，
It's a change of mind leading to a change of action.
是一个心里面的改，心里造成的行动上面的改
It
变。
means to turn around or to turn back 180 degrees to stop following whatever I'm following and to turn to Jesus.
是从现在的就之前错误的角度上180度转弯了，然后跟随主耶稣。
That's why John was baptizing. He was preparing people by helping them turn from their sinful ways and be ready to receive Jesus.
这是为了施洗约翰直接帮他们，受洗，让他们回离罪恶，然后转向耶稣基督的方向。
Second, Jesus says, verse 15, believe in the gospel, believe in the good news.
第二点是，耶稣说要相信这个是福音，相信这个好消息。
And the good news, the gospel is not just a message about Jesus.
好消息是 这些里面，它不是只是一个关于耶稣的信息。
We don't believe in four spiritual laws.
我们不相信这个四个那个圣灵方面的这个律法。
We believe in a person. We believe in Jesus himself.
我们相信在这个人，我们相信在耶稣他自己。
We believe that he is king and we place our trust in him.
我们相信他是王，然后我们把我们所有信心放在他身上。
Finally, Jesus says,
最后，耶稣说
Follow me.
：“跟我走。
Become fishers of men. Become those who win others to
”
Christ.
成为获得人的渔夫。
In other words, brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling us, you and me, to a life of discipleship.
所以说是，对耶稣叫我们，就是你看我成为他的门徒。
So we see the authority of Jesus' words in temptation.
我可以看到耶稣的权柄，看他克服的试探。
We see the authority of Jesus' words in his preaching.
我们可以看到耶稣权柄在他给的信息之中。
And next, we see the authority of Jesus' words over spiritual powers.
我们可以看到，耶稣的权柄超过其他的这个临界的。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is not just speaking empty religious words.
兄弟姐妹们，耶稣不是在说一些虚空的这个宗教文字。
He demonstrates a power that is real and effective.
他呈现了一个。有效还有真实的这个力量。
Because Jesus not only has powerful words, he is the word.
耶稣他不但有这些有力量的字，他同时就是这个道，这个力量。
Amen.
Amen.
He is the living Word of God.
他就是活着。真的到。
So in verses 22 and 27, we read that people are astonished and amazed at the authority of Jesus' teaching.
所以从这28章到22到28节，众人都为他的都为他的兄弟们感到惊讶。
His teaching is different than the scribes. They recognize his words have authority.
他觉得他的这些教导跟之前的文士不一样，因为他做的字是一种权柄，
Because his words are true and they're right and they're real.
因为他的字是真实的，是正确的，所以他是有力量的。
Finally, verses 29 through the end of the chapter.
从第29节到最后。
We see something of Jesus' compassion, his pathos.
我们看到耶稣的情，或者说他的这个同情心。
Once again, pathos speaks to the love and care of a leader.
就是说是一个领导者的这个爱和他一个同情的心情，同理心。
And this is significant.
这个很重要的。
We've already seen that Jesus is king,
我们看到耶稣是王。
and we've seen the authority of his words.
我看到他在他说的话的权柄。
Now the question is, what kind of king is he going to be? What is he going to do with this position and this power?
那现在我们要知道他是怎么样的王，他要用怎么样，他要他他权柄要做怎么样的事。
Does Jesus care about?
耶稣他关心其他人吗？
Does he care about you, about me?
他关心你我吗？
The answer, brothers and sisters, is a resounding yes.
这个答案是绝对的是的。
And it's revealed in his compassionate healings.
这个是从他的一些他的这些治疗。
Stay with me because we're going to move through this quickly.
同时，跟着我，因为我很快要错过这些事情。
But in verse 29, these new disciples, they take Jesus home with them.
这些有些门把耶稣带回家了。
And it strikes me, brothers and sisters, this is where we really experience Jesus, not in church, but at home.
这个不但是在我们可以体验到耶稣不在教会，他也在家里。
And Jesus discovers that Simon's mother-in-law is ill.
然后他发现那个西门的岳母生病。
What do we do when we go into someone's home and discover that they're ill? We put on a mask. Right? And avoid them.
然后如果再到某人家里去看到家里有生病，第一件事戴个口罩。
Jesus, we read, comes to her and takes her by the hand.
耶稣走向那个西门的岳母，然后走向他，把他手握住，然后他就痊愈了。
And we read in the next verse, verse 32, that evening he healed all of those who were sick and oppressed.
然后他在那个在从在那从32到最后，他治愈了所有那天晚上。
In verse 39, we read the next day he continues preaching and casting out demons throughout the whole region of Galilee.
然后从第39节，他就在加利利，他把所有的这个魔鬼都赶走。
Verse 35 shows us how he was empowered for this kind of demanding ministry.
他在第35节，他又提到耶稣是怎么样来去应对这个很费力的这个传道工程。
It's because he spent time with his father in prayer.
因为他向天父祷告，
He fulfilled his compassionate ministry by depending on God the Father.
他完成他的侍奉，因为他跟随天父的话。
And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to pray.
在早上太阳还没有上来的时候，天还是黑的，他就出去开始祷告了。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is showing us how to be disciples.
兄弟姐妹们，耶稣在这里显现出是怎么样可以做一个好门徒。
There's a wonderful verse in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4,
在以赛亚书有一个很好的一个章节。
that says this.
Ah, 里面说。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught.
我的神给了我的言语。
So that I may know how to sustain with the word him who is weary.
对，我知道怎么样去支撑这些在生活上碰到困难。
Morning by morning, he awakens.
每天早上我都起来。
He awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught.
他让我听到那些被教导。
It says, we spend time with Jesus.
当我们跟耶稣一样的话，一样在一起的时候，
In his word and in prayer,
在祷告快祷告的时候，
as we allow him to teach us,
他会教导我。
we will be empowered to minister to others and to sustain those who are weary.
我会得到力量去教导身边的这些信徒。
Brothers, sisters, this is how Jesus was able to perform his ministry through his dependence on the Father.
这个是耶稣怎么样完成神给他的侍奉。
Finally, at the end of chapter 1, a leper comes and begs Jesus to heal him.
在第1章的末尾，有一个得到麻风病的病人， 哀求耶稣来治疗他。
What do we read about Jesus?
我们怎么如果关于耶稣这些事呢？
He's moved with compassion and declares his willingness to cleanse the leper.
耶稣受到那个他的爱心的感动，他包括他要去这个洁净这个马蜂蜜。
Well, Jesus then asks this healed leper not to tell anyone.
耶稣告诉这个麻风病人，治愈之后不要告诉任何人。
But he can't keep quiet, he goes out and tells everybody.
然后这个麻风病人他非常开心，他告诉所有的人。
Sadly, it's often the opposite today.
这个是在很不幸的，现在可能很少这样做了。
Jesus tells us to go and to proclaim the gospel to all creatures.
耶稣希望我们把福音就传给所有的这个他创造的物，
Freely you have received, freely give.
要说，因为我们这是从是免费得到的，我们要免费给出去。
And often we remain quiet.
然后很多时候还是还是安静的，没有这样做。
Brothers and sisters, as we conclude,
兄弟姐妹们，这我们做结论。
this presentation of Jesus in Mark chapter 1 invites from us a response.
这个在马可福音第一章里面，他需要我们需要有一个回应。
How will you respond?
你会怎样回应呢？
Given his ethos,
给他的这个，我们看他这个就他的这个身份，
His identity as King and Son of God.
他身份是王，他是神的儿子。
How will you respond given Jesus' logos?
你会怎么样来反应？是他给的道，
The authority of his words.
他说的这道的权柄。
How will you respond given Jesus' pathos, his compassionate love for you?
你要怎么反应他给你这个情这块情呢？或者他的同情他同情？
Jesus tells us how to respond.
耶稣教导我们怎么样去回应。
Repent, make those changes that need to take place.
我们需要互相忏悔，需要改变我们做的事。
Believe, renew your faithful trust in the person of Jesus Christ.
相信你要在耶稣的信心下得到重生。
As Lord, as King, as Son of God.
相信神他是神的儿子。他是王，
And follow him.
然后跟随他，
He'll do extraordinary things in and through you.
他会在你心里面，要经过你做出了不起的事情。
He will make you fishers of men.
他会像捕鱼一样，得到你的心。
Those who lead others into a relationship with our living.
也会带领其他人在他说来到他底下，相信他是王，和他的那个神。
May God bless this word to us today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 这些。